stay. It's almost Christmas Day.
WJTL, Josh Wilson, love that saxophone at the end. Almost Christmas, Brandon Murphy's Better King, and Jordan Feliz giving us Feliz Navidad. Thank you, Jordan. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Intern Abby here with the weather today. There's going to be increasing clouds, a high of 40 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 32. Friday looks like a partly sunny day, high of 50 degrees. Saturday, clouds and showers likely with an unseasonably warm temperature of 66 degrees. Sunday is going to be sunny with a high of 47, and it is currently 26 degrees here in Mannheim.
Our friend Jen Knepper is with us. She is the person behind the Gifts That Give Hope Alternative Gift Fair. Good morning again,
Good
Jen.
Morning.
So great to have you here. Now, was this originally your idea? What made you think of doing this?
No, it wasn't, actually. I read about a group of women in Harrisburg that were putting on an alternative gift fair. One night when I was at work at Hershey Medical Center, I was reading the paper, the Patriot News, and it was a group of women. And I really just like was drawn to this article because it said your dad doesn't need another tie and your grandma doesn't need another sweater this holiday season, and I just was riveted by that, really. And I said, we need to bring this to Lancaster because I really don't like the consumption of the holidays, and this idea really resonated with me.
And here we are 14 years later, and the Alternative Gift Fair coming your way this Sunday. Tell us about it.
So it's Sunday, December 12th at the Farm and Home Center right behind Old Navy. So it's from 10 to 3, and you can come and get your holiday shopping done and bring your kids out. There's a lot of great activities going on. There's food if you want to stop by after church. There's something for everybody there.
So if we're walking in the door, walk us through it. Yes. What's it going to be like? What will we see?
So you pick up, one of our greeters will give you a shopping list. It's kind of like, looks like an Excel spreadsheet, which makes me a little crazy sometimes because there's so many options. But what you'll walk in and you'll get to meet with potentially 30 different nonprofit organizations like North Star, Abby's mug here reminded me of them. Church World Services will be with us, Hope International. So you'll get to talk with them, also learn about volunteer opportunities, and then pick, you know, if you want to purchase a gift that goes towards that organization's mission. So
in honor of someone, or that's what you give them as their gift.
Or, you know, we also have gifts that are you can give in memory of someone. We have a special card for memory. So
And you're doing like a scavenger hunt this year? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we started that a couple years ago because Human Rights Day is on December 10th, first recognized back in 1948, right after the atrocities of World War II were realized. So what we do is we pair up the various articles of the Declaration with the nonprofits that are working in that area. So, you know, everyone has the right to a safe country and home, so we recognize Church World Service, who helps resettle refugees and immigrants and getting a fresh start. So, and then once you complete that, you can get a free book. So,
that's
my favorite aspect of the fair, is like kind of collecting books throughout the year.
Love that. And there are also other items folks can purchase from a lot of local organizations, and there's food.
Yes. Of course, there has to be food. I'm Italian,
and
so we have to have food.
And you're having food trucks
for
the first
time? Yes, food trucks. So, yeah, it'll be a nice option, especially if people want to, you know, eat outside. I know you said it was it'll be in the 40s, 47 that day. So hopefully, so just to kind of mix it up a little bit and give different options.
The 14th Annual Gifts That Give Hope Alternative Gift Fair is happening this Sunday from 10 to 3 at the Farm and Home Center in Lancaster. If you want more information, giftsthatgivehope.org is the spot. Or you also have an Instagram and a Facebook.
Correct. Yep.
Wonderful. We wish you the best for Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go. This is Aaron Cole, Torrin Wells, and Toby Mac. Like you, WJTL.